Eric, what was a very special occasion when India come over here to play England? What are your sort of thoughts going into this series? Two very different sides from the last time they played each other, of course.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I mean, I'm glad you're calling me on my Leica mobile phone, you know, and the SWAT program is sponsored by Leica mobile. Yes, indeed, the atmosphere is great here. Both the teams are raring to go. You know, Alice Tuvok is dying to make a name for himself once again. And, you know, the Indian boys are out to avenge the defeat. They got a right hammering last time they were here. And certainly they've got different ideas this time. And they're very much looking forward to the series. Yeah. They're very optimistic, in fact.
Yes, it seems to me that both sides are sort of almost trying to out-positive each other, Stuart.
Oh, yeah. at the moment, they're just sparring against each other, making comments. Virat Kohli making comments about Alistair Cook's form. You know, this is called gamesmanship, playing on each other's nerves and all that. So we caught up sparring at the moment. You know, it'll all get over. It'll all start. The real thing will start tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Who wins the toss? What sort of a day we have? If we have a nice sunny day, and if India win the toss, they're more than capable of getting a huge total and putting England under pressure. By the same token, if the conditions are a bit cloudy, you know, Anderson, Broad can be a bit of a handful for the boys. So, I mean, you know, who knows? You know, we're all awaiting with, you know, anticipated breath as to what's going to happen. But whatever happens, we're going to have one hell of a series. And we're going to talk to you twice a day, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Every morning and every evening, giving you a resume of the day's play. And I'm at the moment at the Crown Plaza in Nottingham, where it's absolutely buzzing at the reception with commentators and players. And, you know, it's like a who's who of cricket here.
Absolutely.
And we'll also be springing into action tomorrow morning.
It's a five-test series. Now, England play the Ashes, of course, over five-test series, but India don't play so many five-test series. How excited are the team looking ahead to this? Because five-test series really give an opportunity for rivalries to really develop over the next sort of 40 days.
Absolutely. A five-test series is a true test to see which is the better international side. You know, in case it rains and favours one side in one of the test matches, the other side could benefit or otherwise. So I think a five-test series is a very sort of fair thing for both the sides. And at the end of the five-test series, we'll know who the better side is.
And where do you see the key battles? You've already mentioned sort of Stuart Broad, James Anderson against the top Indian batsmen. What about...
Yeah, Virat Kohli, Suresh Raina, Dhoni, you know, Ajinkya Rahane, you know, Shikhar Dhawan. These are all very good players on and tried and tested on Indian pitches. Now is a true test for them on English pitches, because to play cricket in England is completely different than playing in India. The flat pitches in India, whereas over here the ball moves around a lot more. So I hope they're well versed, well experienced. They've appointed Rahul Dravid as a batting coach, which is a step in the right direction. So, I mean, you know, you got to wait for the ball to come onto the bat here. Whereas in India, you go after the ball. I mean, things are... There's a subtle difference, but a huge difference at the same time in technique. You don't leave gap through bat and pad here because the ball deviates in the air and off the pitch. So, I mean, there's so many things that they've got to keep in mind here. And I'm sure the coaches and, you know, the experienced players will guide the younger players to do that.
That's a great insight into sort of batting side of things. But what about the bowlers? How important is it for this relatively inexperienced Indian bowling attack to settle very quickly and get used to bowling in English conditions?
Well, although they're relatively inexperienced, they are good bowlers. Bhuvaneshwar Kumar, then Mohammad Shami, then Ishan Sharma is the more experienced one. They can be as quick as anyone and can trouble the best of batsmen. It all depends upon if they get the line and length, if they get the rhythm. The rhythm is the most important thing, you know, and the confidence. The more the confidence they get, a couple of wickets under the belt, there'll be different bowlers altogether. So, I mean, it's a waiting game at the moment. Let's wait and see. Let's talk tomorrow, and I'll be able to give you a full depth think of what's going to happen or what's happening.
Can I put you on the spot before that, though, Frank? Who's going to win this test?
Well, you're asking a rather biased question. I would naturally say India. My heart is India, although I've been living in England all these years. And in fact, the Norman Abbott test started with me. We're playing at Stoke and John Major, and Norman Tebbit asked me the question when India were about to tour England, Farooq, who are you going to support? And I said, India, having captained India and played for India all these years. And he turned down to John Major and said, look, John, I told you, Farooq lives in England, but he'll still support India. I said, yeah. John said, can you blame him for that? You know, I mean, so the whole Norman Tebbit issue started with me, and I think it ended with me as well. For me, India, all the way, especially as they're riding on a bit of a high, but they'll have to play well.